Thank you, everyone, and welcome to the Community Development Committee meeting for July. A reminder that all of our meetings are recorded in line with the audio recording of Council and Committee Meetings Policy 711. Brighton Council acknowledges the Palawa Pakana Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional and original owners of the skies, land and water of Lutruwita, Tasmania, and forward our respects to their elders, both past and present. Brighton Council acknowledges the continued connection the Tasmanian Aboriginal people still have to the skies, land and water of Lutruwita that provides them with the food, medicine and craft celebrated through ceremony today. Item two on the agenda is attendance, and we are joined by all councillors with the exception of Mayor Gray and Councillor Murtagh. Councillor Irons is out of the room but is in attendance. We have apologies from Mayor Gray and Councillor Murtagh for tonight's meeting.
Move, Chair.
Second it.
Thank you. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? That's carried. Item four is public question time. Is there anyone in the public gallery that wishes to ask a question of Council? With that, I'll move on. Thank you. Item five is declarations of interest. If any councillor wishes to make a declaration in relation to any item on this agenda, please speak up now. No, moving on, item 6.1 is Youth Engagement Officer Progress Report for April to June 2024. Angela or John?
Yeah, John's actually going to speak to his report.
Great, thanks, John.
Yeah, over very you. Briefly. Cause
So the first part is the activity that I've been meeting with and things like that. Second part is the observations, and with it the youth safety strategy, which we haven't really looked at, but we could, you know, we've got a great start with having the Brighton Youth Action Group. Where most people start with the adults around the table, where we can start with the youth around the table and then build on that, and build bringing the big businesses together, plus police, youth justice, and together create that safety strategy for the whole community of Brighton. I think that would be beneficial for the community to look at.
So that's one of the things that John's sort of focusing on at the moment in the background with everything else that's going on.
Just a little bit on that.
Yeah. So I don't know whether anyone had any questions for John on any of the items that he's been working on. There's quite a long list of things that have been happening there.
Very busy.
Councillors, any questions?
Well done.
In that case, we have a recommendation that Council receives and notes the information in the Youth Engagement Officer's Progress Report, April to June 2024. Do I have a mover?
Yep.
Thanks, Councillor McMaster. Seconded by Councillor Curran. Do you wish to speak to that motion?
I find he's doing a good job.
Councillor Curran?
No.
Anyone wish to speak against the motion? In that case, I'll move it. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? That's carried. Item 6.2 is an update on the Bridgewater Youth Hub, partnership between Tasmanian Aboriginal Legal Service and Brighton Council. Over to you, Ange.
Yeah, no worries. I'm just having trouble doing minutes and multitasking.
Well, you'll be better than I am.
So I wanted to give everyone an update on the Youth Hub because things have started moving again, which is great. So I've just listed the key activities that have been happening. One of the, I guess, the things that made us have a bit of a pause was the Australian Red Cross coming out of the MOU. There will be... we've been working on the revised MOU. It's not a complex MOU, so essentially... they're just coming up. We will bring that back to Council, though, to re-endorse. It's just Council and TALS. We now have confirmation that TALS will fund a project officer, and the project officer will be dedicated to the community consultation phase and the community engagement. So they will... Australian Red Cross have committed to have Joselle work on the project until the end of July. And she will spend this time working on the community engagement plan of how we will approach that community consultation, and then there will be somebody else who will take over that role after that. So one thing that has been talked about is that the Winterfest in August, it will be great timing for us to use that as a forum to start that consultation phase. I know our youth action group's keen to work at Winterfest and do some of that consultation process for us there as well. But it will be quite a comprehensive plan around how we're going to do that. The other thing that is happening in the background here is the site itself and looking at... So we did have that site analysis done quite early on. We identified a site below the high school, the Jordan River Learning Federation Senior School there on the corner of Greenpoint and Eddington. We are TOWS and ourselves, we're going to pursue looking at that site as the priority primary site. And so Minister Jentsch has asked that we write a joint letter to himself to start with, and he will then be able to pass that on to the Minister of Education and we'll go from there. So he's very supportive of us working on using that site on the school. And so the CEO of TOWS came down recently, visited the school just to make sure they were kept in the loop around that particular site and what we wanted to do. Heather, the principal, it was a very good meeting. She was on board and in principle support for that site. So we just wanted to make sure the school at that level knew what was going on as well and didn't feel like they were left out of the loop. So essentially that's where we're at. We kind of will then... I have asked internally for an asset services person or development services to work with us during that consultation phase as well, so that we can have them understanding what sort of needs are coming out around that building and the infrastructure itself, so that the concept design is always top of mind. And it really is that concept design that will go into a grant process. So the asset services guys will help us do that process. So that's really where our Youth Hub project is at. So I'm really happy that we're working on it again and it's moving again.
Yeah. Any questions from councillors?
When the grant process, when are they likely to occur? Are we going to target a particular one? Or?
So there was one, I think, May next year, I think, but I would have to have another, but it would be early to mid next year. It's the goal, to have something ready.
And the federal elections maybe. Sorry? And the federal elections maybe
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
So they got the plans ready and up and running.
Yeah.
Yep.
Any other questions or comments? In that case, we've got a recommendation here that Council receives and notes the information contained within this update on the Bridgewater Youth Hub project, a partnership between TOWS and Brighton Council.
I'll move it.
Moved by Councillor Gear. Seconded by Councillor McMaster. Do you wish to speak to that motion?
No, I think I was sorry to see the Red Cross pull out. That's an ultra shame. It's a shame that's done by the mainland, not by the local... in the local Tasmanian area, but that's what happened. So, yeah, otherwise, yeah, very well done.
Okay. Any other comments? No, in that case, I'll put it. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? That's carried. Item 6.3 is the overview of Community Creators Pilot Program. And looks like we're over to you again, Ange.
Yes, so Kylie is an apology for the senior. She had some surgery, so has been off on sick leave. So normally Kylie would be speaking to this is her baby and Giselle as well. I just wanted to give everyone an update on this because we did use it as a pilot project to see how the Community Creators Program would go. Giselle and Kylie developed this program together. The school was able to allow us to go in and pilot the program with the high school. the pilot has been incredibly successful. So it was meant to be just term one. It did then get extended to this term so that the participants could work on some of the ideas that they came up with. We've been meeting with TAS Community Fund, discussing the EOI process for grants so that this program can be rolled out across the primary schools. We've already had in principle support from East Derwent Primary that they would like to work with us on the Community Creators Program. I think the real benefit of it is around students in schools understanding that they are part of a broader community and they have a voice in that community and can be leaders in that community and make a difference. And sounds very simple, but working through the process, they learn a lot along the way about how they can make change in their own community and really make a difference with what might seem like small ideas to them that can make a big difference. And the idea is that this wouldn't be a program that just goes for a year. So the TAS Community Fund grants allow you to fund sort of basically a full-time person who would be able to run it for 5 and go up to 7 years so that you have that sustainability of the program and the impact really starts to kick in over time. And I think that's why the schools have committed, like definitely the high school felt that they could trust that we were here for the long haul in terms of the program like this.
Great.
If you have some questions, feel free, but I may need to take them on notice.
Questions, comments, councillors? Looks like a brilliant piece of work, thanks. We do have a recommendation that council receives and notes the information contained within this overview of the Community Creators Pilot Program. Have someone to move that? Yeah. Councillor Curran? Second?
Yep.
Councillor Whelan? Thank you. Wish to speak to that motion?
I'm just saying that from what Kyle has told me about this program, it sounds like a really exciting program and I'm really appreciative.
Councillor Whelan? Anyone wish to speak? If not, I'll put it. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? That's carried. I believe that brings us to the close of our Community Development Committee meeting. Thank you for your attendance.